Hello?
Yes. Did you say disregard on F?
No, I didn't say disregard. I think it's going to be completed in just a moment.
Fine, we're ready.
Right. Ambassador Munoz, Marine calling you from San Juan.
Yes.
You. Ready, sir?
Right. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, Don Luis.
David.
Yes.
Look, I talked to our.
Can you cut that? Wait a minute. Can you cut that music off? Hello?
I talked with our friend.
Yes? Yes.
Of course, he will comply with the 2 points remaining, which is talking with the other gentleman.
Yes. Yes.
Coming, he tells me he's coming to Puerto Rico tonight.
That's right.
And of course, he will make this metaphonic speech.
Yes.
At the proper time, as he has agreed to. But he has no authority, he says. Either accept or not accept. Well, now, this is what he was saying to me. Then he was called to the phone. And he went and talked on the phone a while in another room, and then he invited me to come into the other room. And I
yes.
To this end of the conversation. Hello?
Yes.
And he was talking to the G.
Yes.
He was telling G what was acceptable and what wasn't acceptable.
Yes.
He didn't realize the contradiction that he was performing before my very eyes. And the acceptable thing is, I talked to Gene two afterwards on the phone. He asked me, the acceptable thing, Constitution 53, immediately, let it cite in 30 to 60 days.
They will accept that?
Huh?
They will accept that?
Yes, he told them that was acceptable. Plebiscite, the sooner the better.
Yes.
But he understands that the plebiscite is Constitution of 63.
That's right.
Or no.
Yeah, that's right.
I told them they were talking about amendments to the Constitution to submit to plebiscite.
Well, that's not. I never heard that.
Well, all right. But he accepts the Constitution, yes or no? Yes. He accepts that plebiscite.
Is that both of them?
Yeah, both of them.
Yeah.
And he recommended to the others who accepted it too. Let's see. He agrees, although, you know, he says he has no authority, but he gives instructions by phone. He agrees to, on the chief of staff, I think they call him, of the Navy, as proposed.
Yeah.
On the chief of staff of the Air Force, as proposed.
Yeah.
Of course, he agrees that that he should have the main executive.
Sure.
And the ministry, Secretary of Armed Forces. But he does not agree. Neither of them, very strongly, on the chief of staff of the Army.
Except they gave me that name for that post.
What name?
De Leon.
Yeah, but they may have given it to you, but they now say they don't agree.
Yeah.
And the argument is that they can agree on all these other things and so forth, but he will never be able to disarm the division unless the chief of staff of the Army is the person that inspires confidence in.
Well, whom do they suggest?
They suggest Colonel Laura Fernandez.
Wait a minute. Could I have a pencil and piece of paper? A Colonel what?
Colonel Laura. That's a surname, I presume.
Laura?
L-O-R-A.
L-O-R-A.
I don't know what the first name is. And then the second surname is Fernandez.
Laura Fernandez.
Yeah, they say that without a man... Join that company, Never disarmed the others. Great.
Mm-hmm.
So then that means that they're disarmed, but that the other fellas are in control of the
guard. Well, hell, they suggested this other guy himself, and well, after a lot of trouble, we sold him.
Well, did he suggest him for that position?
Yes, sir. It's right in my notes, all written down. Yeah. Yeah, no, wait just a second. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. The two remaining things.
As I told you, and he will pay the speech at the proper time.
Yeah.
He says those are the only two agreements remaining, and he will comply with them.
Yeah.
My Jobre is arriving there tomorrow for the United Nations.
Who is?
My Jobre, who used to be Venezuelan ambassador.
Yeah.
3 years ago, a very good man. He's now in the economic region of Latin America.
All right, now will you hold on just a minute? This is Don Luis. Okay, on the plebiscite. Right, Don Luis?
Yes.
With a constitution of 63 goes into force with the new government. Plebiscite within 30 to 60 days. The sooner the better.
It goes into effect with the new government.
Yep.
It attempts that the new government must be elected by that Congress.
Oh, sure. That's the understanding.
Huh?
That's the understanding.
So, presumably it goes in effect a few minutes before.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, I mean, the theory is that it is in effect right now. And any misspeak is okay.
That's right.
And then they accept the guy for the Air Force, and they accept the guy for the Navy, but even though they suggested the guy for the Army, they don't want him now.
Evidently the other side has proposed a different man. There had been a proposal of a fellow by the name of Jimenez for the Navy.
That's right.
Well, he didn't think he was a good one. But he says the other side has proposed one for the Navy, which is acceptable. I don't know what his name is.
One for the, well now, how do we bring all this together now, do you think? Do we have our folks, say, in Santo Domingo get in touch with Mr. G?
Yes, they should get it from him because he claims yes, he exercises no authority.
Yep.
But they talked on the phone, I talked with G on the phone, I told him how important it was to get this thing going on that basis.
Yeah.
Camacho, because he put me on the phone with Camacho.
Yeah.
The same thing.
Yeah, you talked with Camacho too.
Yeah, in a kind of courtesy talk, you know.
That sounds just wonderful.
But
and
I guess that's all, except that he knows my job is coming to the United Nations and he's a great guy. So my job is Governor
will
probably stop in Puerto Rico if he's coming from Chile.
Yeah.
With Betancourt and myself.
Well, that's wonderful, and if it's of any interest to J.B., why, we'll see that he gets special attention.
Yeah, but I'm reporting what I heard. I think he was saying it in good faith, but he's so perturbed, you see.
Yeah.
He wants to say, well, I have no authority, but as soon as he gets
Well, I think you've just done a miracle, and it's just marvelous.
Well, I hope it works.
And where will you be available the rest of the day?
Well, I'm at my house now, and within an hour or so, I'll be back at the Capitol.
At the, your house or the Capitol?
In my office. There'll be somebody in my office in the Capitol.
Right.
Having hearings over there.
I know. Okay, well, that's just wonderful. You make me feel much better because we're closer. Let me ask you this again, just to make sure.
Yeah.
On the Minister of Armed Forces,
yeah.
Was the idea that G would hold take that as well as a top executive?
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
You've got the whole thing. Their chief thing is in the chief of staff of the Army.
That's right, and they don't have any other names to suggest to us.
No, I just heard the OEC told me just this one. I asked him if there were any person that confident with him that he thought might merit approval from the other side.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, sir. Well, it's wonderful, and
I hope it's as wonderful as it sounds.
Well, it sure is a hell of a lot better than we were an hour ago.
Okay.
And thanks so much, so much. Thank you so much.
I'll be under watch for my job at it, too.
All right, good. Bye.
Thank you.